Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Imagine being on a date and your date leaves and tells you why. And you're like, what? This is from a bartender who gets the dirt.
Oh, my God. Bartenders must hear it all.
So it was a first date. I would guess they're in their like low 20s. They're eating. And mid-meal, the girl says, I'm having a really nice time, but my friend just texted me and asked if I wanted to hang out. And I said, yes, so I'm going to go. Can you imagine?
I would die.
How would you even respond to that?
What?
Right?
Man, I wish I was like in the bar stool net because I always talk. I love sitting in the bar because I talk to everybody.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I would literally be like, are you serious?
Right.
But then I would say, savage. At least she told the truth.
Right. Well, my first question, if she said that to me, would be, so you're not interested then.
Right. So this isn't working out.
Right.
Would you say
because,
that, though?
Yes.
Because she's because, all, well,
yes.
I guess not. It's obvious.
Because I would say, so you're not interested. And if she says, no, I'm interested, then I'd be like, then what are you talking about?
Yeah. Then I'd be like, you're crazy. Go see your friend.
Yes. Go see your friend. And when I'm not seeing you again.
No.
Can you imagine if someone said, yeah, I got to go. I want to hang out with my friend.
I just love it.
What?
Because it's so random. I love random stuff.
I know.
Oh, God. It's
but
so good.
Like, what? You know?
I got to go. My friend wants to hang
my
out.
My friend wants to hang
out.
So I'll just stay here. Are you even going to finish your meal?
Do you want me to pay for okay. All right. We'll see you.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, how about this one? We just got a text. If you want to text a reason that someone left a date that had you going, what? Met a woman on Tinder. And we were mid-date, and she said, I have to get home to my husband before he figures out that I'm not home.
Holy crap.
I met her on Tinder. I had no clue she was married.
That has to have happened before.
Yeah.
Because isn't Tinder like hookup? I guess they're all like hookup.
Yeah.
They're
well,
all hookup.
I think it's what you make it. You know,
sure.
Tinder is, that's like in the gay world, Grindr is hookup. But there are some relationships that started on Grindr.
Sure.
You know, same thing with Tinder. I met Tim on Tinder.
Yeah, I think it's just like how they put themselves out there so you know. So if you know that you're going to be in a hookup, I bet that that's happened before. Look, I'm married and he's on his way home. I got to go.
Again, how do you even respond to that? And go,
yeah.
Okay. So.
So I won't call you.
Cover it?
Yeah, right.
I guess.
Holy crapola.
Do you still try to play the gentleman in that role, you know?
I think so.
You know what's kind of funny? We can see we can't see your name or anything when you text us, but we can see other things you've texted us.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who texted us that is the same one who, when he got divorced, took his ex-wife's adult toy collection. Just to be petty.
We love this guy.
I think this guy's kind of funny.
Oh, I love this guy. That is a great move. That was an awesome move. It's like petty, but
that's
not
right.
Crazy.
We're all leaving.
Yeah.